Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you okay?
No, I am not. I am very upset because someone stole my tea.
They did not steal your tea.
Well, it
was stuck.
I found it
was stuck in a refrigerator.
I looked in three refrigerators, but it was in a weird refrigerator.
Using the F word, looking for Kleenex. That's not necessary.
Just everybody's moving my stuff. And then I ask you nicely, hey, did you order that one thing I told you to for Lisa? No, what's it called again? That's not my job.
She yelled at me for that.
I was like,
it's almost like my wife's in town again.
Like, look up your own stuff. I don't know. She's not my wife.
I just simply ask in case you still remembered what it was called.
I don't even help.
You didn't have to snap.
Don't even help him.
Why are you telling him not to help?
Because
what if I slip him a couple of bucks?
Because sometimes you act like you're a 90-year-old that can't figure out anything. It's time for you to grow up.
I'm 90 years old.
And move out of the house.
Whoa. Oh, it's going to be one of those days, folks. She's leaving town today, so there's some good news for us.
Oh, my God, you guys. How cold was it? This morning I take out my cans. It was freezing this morning.
What's the temperature say?
Now it's 40. 49. It's warmed up. But when I woke up, Alexa told me it was like 33 degrees, and I took out my cans, and I was so cold.
Yeah, well, it gets a lot colder up at the tunnel where you live.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you're up there at Eisenhower every morning.
Very true.
Yeah. It's not too bad, though. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, on the Odyssey app. You can hear us anywhere in America. And you can hear the podcast of anything from the program later today after 10 o'clock. So welcome to a Thursday, although this Thursday for us is a Friday.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, we're going to be gone tomorrow because Jamie is going to California to see her son.
For Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. You're going to have a blast.
I know,
there.
I can't wait. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't think he's lying, I feel like he's excited too.
No kidding.
I do. I feel like he is.
You're going to California.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to that, too, coming up this morning. Carson's going out of town today.
Oh, that's right.
Where are you going? To Florida, Panama City.
Panama City, Florida.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Redneck Riviera. Oh, yep. Baby.
And what are you doing?
I'm going to Morrison.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going from my house over to Morrison.
Wow, crazy.
Long trip. We have to pack for that. To grab a bite to eat. So we're all going somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Spadoo, where are you going?
I'm staying right here in Denver. Yeah.
You missed the joke. You should have said, like, Weld County.
Oh, I'm not really going to Morrison's, Fidel.
Yeah, it's like
Thornton.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Going to Thornton. Yeah, beautiful this time.
Big day going to Thornton.
Slide into Lyman.
We're going to Fort Collins.
Yeah. The joke's done.
Doesn't work now.
It's fine.
It's okay, buddy. It's fine. Hey, buddy. It's
you know
okay.
what? Timing doesn't matter.
I really thought you were going to Morrison.
I'm not going. It's a joke. They're going California, Florida, Morrison. Then we come to you. The Nuggets got killed.
What happened?
Killed.
What happened?
I don't know.
What was the final score?
I don't think our team showed up. Huh?
What was the final score?
149 to like 102.
105 or something like that.
149?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a high score.
They got destroyed.
Yeah. Yikes.
Here's what I did last night, Jamie. So I got all prepared for the game. I thought, man, this is going to be pretty exciting. We won game one.
Yeah.
Game two could be just as good. So I get everything, done. I fix a little food for me and Frog. You know, Grandpa Gus is in the basement. Don't worry about that. So me and Frog are ready. I give him a tablet to occupy his time like good parents do.
Right.
Okay, when you're preparing to watch a basketball game. We're 15 minutes into the game, and I said, what do you say we go to bed, bub? The score was 39-6.
It was over in the first quarter.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what the hell just happened? That's... 15 minutes and it's over.
Wow. You should have watched Summer House. It was new.
Summer House. You should have called me.
Yeah, I should have.
Put on Summer House.
Yeah, it was a new one. Yeah.
No smoke, no pope.
Yeah,
that's
they.
Bassane.
Oh, I like it. Had smoke. It was just black.
I really like the no smoke.
Yeah.
Black smoke, no pope.
No pope. There
oh, that
go.
Works, right? Yeah.
Here's
right.
the thing. Did you see the whole newscast about why this might be a huge problem?
No.
Because the last pope, he elected cardinals from all over the world, not just the EU and America, whatever, like little bitty weird nations, you know, that we've never even heard of.
Yeah.
All this stuff and in the Middle East. And so they don't know anybody's names. They don't know like what's going. They don't have a click. Like the EU people and the American people
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So they don't have a click.
They've got a learning curve here.
Yeah. And so they don't know who the hell to vote for because they've never even heard of these guys.
Yeah. There's like 70 countries represented.
And the little ones or whatever in Asia, you know, like
Ethiopia.
Yeah. Middle Eastern too. They're like, who?
Who?
And so it's always been easy in the past because they all have a click. But these guys aren't clicking.
No clicking going on.
No clicking. So they said it'll be interesting how this quote unquote plays out.
So Pope Watch could last for several weeks?
It could be longer than usual. I don't know weeks, but.
Back in the day, it took 3 years.
Yeah, because that was the same thing. They all were cardinals from all over, and there was no internet, so they hadn't heard about, like, Joey.
Look at you.
Yeah, well.
Catholic Karen?
No. That's what they call me.
Old Catholic Karen over here. She's got all the scoop on the popeness.
That's what they call me in the temple.
The temple?
See, that's why that's funny.
See, Fidel, that's humor. That's funny stuff right there. Okay, take notes, buddy. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Hot ticket, man. It is a hot ticket. Benson Boone coming to town. We've got a code word for you coming up at 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to get those tickets, free tickets for you. Are tickets on sale today?
Yes.
Are they
today
on sale today?
Is
Thursday?
The pre-sale. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah, well, I think you mentioned that yesterday. That's why I remember.
Yeah, pre-sale tickets. So you need to go to Ticketmaster.com, and they'll give you all the information there.
It's graduation day up at CU today. They got beautiful weather for it.
Yeah, thank God.
I think last year it snowed,
I remember correctly. A few years in a row it snowed.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to all the graduates up there.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's pretty cool.
That
right?
is crazy.
I saw something yesterday, speaking of the graduation in college. Now, college is up for everybody, okay? But I saw yesterday where if you come out of high school and you know a trade like plumbing, electrical, or welding, that you could make $70,000 a year right off the bat.
I bet it's even more.
Yeah, probably. I mean, would think a welder makes more than a plumber.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like, for me, what I have to pay, I feel like they make like $1 million a year.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding, it's expensive.
It is so expensive.
I got dog poop picked up and it cost me $150.
Yeah, so, I mean, I agree with that. The trades are where it's at.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, I'm not dissing college at all. It's just not for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
it wasn't for me when I got out of school. I went, but...
I went for 2 days.
Yeah, you're like me.
And my father was a professor.
Yeah.
So.
But it wasn't my cup of tea. It just, I wasn't good at it,
you know? Well, I mean, that just shows is like you have a dad who's a professor and then your kid only goes for 2 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. But if you learn a trade, you can make a lot of money. Do they still have trade schools around?
I guess they do. Would,
and I think they're getting more popular
now.
Yeah,
get
I know
in
that.
There.
What's that guy, the dirty jobs guy? Whatever.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah, doesn't he have some or something, or he's going to start some?
You know, I think you're on to something. I think I saw that he has his fingers all in a trade school of some
things.
Kind. Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a great idea because $70,000 a year straight out of high school. How much money did you make out of high school? Do you remember?
Yeah, $35,000.
That's more than Spadil makes today. He's 45.
I've worked here for 10 years.
Wait, whoa. You made $35,000.
I was a morning show co-host at my first job.
Which, by today's standards, equals about $150,000. If you think about it, it took me 14 years to get to 30 grand. And I've been stuck there ever since.
Well, in my defense, the first offer was like 18.5, something
offer,
like that.
Offer? There was the word offer came up? Let me stand up here. So when you got out of high school, I want to make sure I get this straight. Yeah. You got an offer?
Well,
I begged for my first job. I didn't get an offer. Well, start with the dishes over there, you know, and we'll go from there, Beach.
I could be an unpaid intern for 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked for free. My first radio station, I worked for free for 18 months. And I had to drive an hour to get there.
Oh, you know what man. It's called?
It's called an offer.
You know, it's called talent.
afraid you're right. Oh, boy.
Anyway, what was the point?
The point was when you got out of high school, and you're a bad one to talk to.
Yeah, okay.
Let
how
me
about
go with
Carson.
Carson.
Yeah,
Carson, when you got out of high school, when you finished up the old hockey career,
yeah.
What was the first gig? So, how much money?
I was making about $20 an hour.
At Arby's?
I was a sales rep for Nestle.
For who?
Nestle.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Nestle Corp. I'd go around different grocery stores like Safeway, King Supers, and I'd restock the product, bring it out of the back, unpack it, restock it, make sure everything looked good.
Would you ever try to get an end cap?
Oh, end cap, that was the primo spot. That's what you wanted. That was the mecca.
I want Shark Tank.
When you got this job with becoming the Hershey boy.
On your highway.
When you became a Hershey boy, was there an offer?
No.
Or did you beg?
It was just like, hey, you want this job? We'll pay you this much. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you had to take it.
Yeah,
you needed the job.
I needed the
right?
job.
No
course.
Offer, though, was there?
No
offer.
It wasn't a contract. No. That wasn't anything.
Sign
like that.
Here for X amount
there
of years.
There wasn't even a signing bonus.
Because you're so damn talented. You're so damn talented. We need you. I never got that. Anybody can make a waffle. Mine was Waffle House.
God.
Hey, you know how to flip an egg? You're hired. All right.
Did we ask you?
Hey, Spadil.
My first job out of high school was I was
selling weed.
Well, technically, I was gonna skip over that one. I was working at a school, like cleaning up and helping with the maintenance.
It's called a janitor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good job though.
You don't get offers when you're a janitor. You're cleaning toilets, Jamie.
Yeah, I was.
I know, but you're usually union and you make a lot of money.
There's no union at that school.
Have you ever been in a middle school where you have to clean the bathroom? It's nasty.
No, but I am fascinated by that weird powder they put on puke.
Sawdust.
Dries it up.
Yeah. But no, ours turned pink. It was like cool. Oh. Yeah, it was some kind of special thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of job did you have? Sawdust.
I was at a vet tech school, so they had that kind
of. Oh, okay. I think it's safe to say three of us, no offers. Jamie got an offer straight out of high school. If you're coming out of high school, because now it's graduation.
Yeah. All right? Yeah.
So if you're coming out of high school, and college isn't the thing for you, back to what we originally were talking about. Maybe trade school. Maybe trade school is the way to go, man.
I really recommend it.
I really, if I had to pick a trade, I would go with electrician.
You're terrified of electricity.
I am, but I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be if I took taking trade school. You know what I'm saying? I would have gotten over that phobia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's better than a welder. I'm not much in the welding thing. I don't think I'd be
the
good
problem
at that.
With being a welder is if you make a bad weld, like the whole bridge comes down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want
precautions.
That.
Yeah.
I can't even put Legos together. Let alone weld something, you know? And I wouldn't want to be a plumber. You got to deal with toilets too
much.
Well,
and remember my friend, he was a plumber, and he had that nursing home, and he gave everybody plastic swords to cut up their poop.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Okay. Go to trade school, folks. Okay. You could make up to $70,000 or over that, actually. We'll be right back.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, happy Thursday, everybody. Little Friday. Here's the latest and greatest about the P. Diddy situation. Number one, you guys, I don't know what's going to happen here. The third witness cannot be found. They don't know. The third witness that was...
Who is that? We don't know.
Yeah. But she cannot be found.
No kidding.
Her lawyer can't find her. Nobody can find her.
Scary.
Yeah.
Taken out.
I don't know about that.
Concrete boots, man.
Okay. Maybe somebody paid her off and she just went into hiding. I don't know what happened, but she can't be found and that's not good.
The Clintons got her.
Oh, that always happens. Say something bad about it.
It's a joke. It's a joke, folks. Yeah, settle down.
Everybody would laugh.
It's a joke.
Let's ask our Democrat if that's funny.
But no, was that funny?
That was pretty funny.
Okay, yeah, thank you. The Clintons got her.
Yeah. I mean, come on, because it's like a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I love this show.
They can't find her.
We got two Switzerlands, which is Carson and Jamie, and then we got that and that.
Yeah. Right now, I'm in charge. There for 4 years, Schmidl was in charge. But now I reign. Yeah. Go get me some coffee.
All right.
So here's the deal. They can't find her, and this isn't good for the trial.
No.
Because we needed all three
of
those.
We need her.
Yeah. All right. The other thing is, did you guys see the judge, the federal judge? He's so freaking hip and cool. They have pictures of him. He has headphones on. He has sneakers on. He has a hoodie on, and he's running into court.
Just jamming out.
Yeah, it's just so weird. He just, you expect a judge to be like looking all kaji, you know, and all that stuff. He's like a hip guy.
Man, it looks like he's like 19.
I know, right?
Yeah. He does.
Until he gets in his robe, and then it really ages him. Yeah, but he's, and so anyway, the judge is really, really, really mad at TMZ. Here's the deal. Harvey has a podcast with Mark Garagos, who's a really popular, you know, what was he used to be? Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's an attorney, too. But anyway, he has a podcast with him, Harvey does with Mark, and it's called Two Angry Men, this podcast is. Well, I guess Mark Garagos is consulting P. Diddy's team on this whole situation,
yep.
Okay? Well, Mark Garagos on the Two Angry Men podcast said, quote, yeah, the prosecution has a six-pack of white chicks.
Six-pack of white chicks.
Yeah, because all the prosecutors are all white women.
Is that bad?
Well, I think it's kind of a slam.
Yeah.
So the judge called in Mark Garagos and said, hey, stop talking about this whole situation.
Right.
Because it's a conflict. Because you are talking about this trial and you're talking about it on the podcast. But Mark Garagos is saying, I'm the defense. Like, I'm allowed to say stuff. I'm not prosecution with a bunch of evidence. I'm defense going, hey, I don't like all six white chicks.
Man, he's a good lawyer because that makes sense too. It all makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
The trial starts Monday with the opening arguments. They took today off. Tomorrow, we'll finish up the jury. So they're set to go.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this thing. It's weird that third girl is missing.
Guilty.
Here's another bizarre twist. In the bizarre twist to an ongoing legal saga involving Sean... I'm reading this. I don't know if you guys can tell. Involving Sean Diddy Combs. So, remember that guy who was accused... I think he was, like, in the bushes or something at the Trump...
No, this is a guy... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, who's
this was years earlier. He was at the Doral. He was at the... That's the golf club that he owns down in Florida. Trump owns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, let me read this. Okay, so right. Jonathan, the man arrested for the 2018, you're correct, incident at the Trump National Doral Golf Club, claimed during the police interrogation that he had been a sex slave for Diddy and Cassie. He alleged that he signed a non-disclosure agreement with Combs in 2014 for $5 million to keep quiet.
He has the contract, the agreement, and he has Sean Diddy Combs' autograph, his signature on there. And now everybody, they first blew him off and said, hey, get out of here. Nobody's had you for a sex slave. Get out. You look at you. And then he came back, and now he's in trouble again. He got in trouble for something, didn't he? Just recently?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. He got in trouble for something. Now it's all opened up again about this Diddy because of the trial. And so he came forward with this piece of paper.
Yeah, so that's going to help the prosecution.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it's going to help the prosecution. Mm-hmm.
He'll probably get called to testify.
Speaking of creepy people, Smokey Robinson offered a brief explanation. So there's four chicks. They were all cleaning people and like they housekeeping and, you know, they just did stuff around the house. Four different ones, four different times. Four women are seeking $50 million in damage. They said that they were all sexually assaulted by him, that his wife knew about it, that they were, you know, put in the closet sometimes. And I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Anyway, here's his response. Ready? I am appalled.
That's it?
That's what he said.
Wait a minute. I am appalled. Three words? That's
appalled.
It.
I'm appalled.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's old, too.
Yeah, he is. So, yeah.
I'm old and appalled.
He's 85 years old.
Yeah.
I am appalled.
You know, we were reading some of the details of this yesterday off air, and I know that, you know, maybe not kosher to say, but 23 times this lady claims... 23 times in different rooms of the house?
How do you keep track of that many times? Like, one, two. Like, I lose count like 12.
Why do you come back after five?
Well, perhaps, and I don't know. I mean, perhaps, like, she has some blackmail from him going on.
Don't know.
Who knows? Like, he could say, you know, like, well, I mean, your husband.
Fire her, but, I mean, you could just quit.
Yeah, I don't know, but, BJ, you're
And this was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, nobody knows why people go back to their abusers. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows, do they?
just a mental thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I was really wrong about the Jennifer Aniston thing. Oh, God. So I told you guys, I was like, man, for them to put guns to this guy. All right, here's what happened. This guy, this old dude, he ran the gates of Jennifer Aniston's home, right? He ran through them. And I thought he was having a medical episode because he's like really old. He's like 80 or something. And then they put guns to his head. And I was like, leave the poor dude alone. He accidentally ran off the road. He couldn't see, right? Nope. Come to find out, he loves her.
He's a stalker.
And he's only 48.
What?
Yes.
But they said he was 80.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. I'm with you because I thought the exact same thing that you thought. It, like the initial approach was like 75, you know? And yeah. I was like, oh, he probably just had something happen. No, the guy's 48.
Well, how did they get it to 80 and now it's 48?
I know. They backtracked it to 48 now.
Son of a biscuit eater.
But the initial report was like, 70-year-old Ram Gate.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes more sense. It does. This is not my fault.
He's in love.
He loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that she would make the perfect wife.
You're lucky I don't smash your gates.
Whose?
Yours.
Why would
I'm
you
in love. Oh,
because I make the perfect wife?
If you love somebody, you need to smash their gates, man.
Because I am the perfect wife.
Oh.
Ask my ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
He was one lucky man.
Yes, he was.
One lucky guy.
Man.
Yep. Speaking of which, did you guys see? Hey! Madel?
Sorry.
God. Speaking of the perfect wife, did you see where Beth and Rip are doing a spinoff?
Yeah.
From Yellowstone?
Woo!
Well, first of all, a new Yellowstone series centered on Casey Dutton has been ordered at CBS, but that one doesn't have Beth and Rip. So
no, that has no appeal whatsoever. I don't want a spinoff with Casey.
I don't know how that's going to go. So he's going to be Casey. I think he's like a Navy SEAL, right? And it's about them being on the Dutton Ranch. But there's another spinoff, and it's just about Beth and Rip. Are they married?
Yes, they are married.
See, she makes the perfect wife, too.
Yeah.
Beth and Rip, and it's called Dutton Ranch, and it's going to premiere on Paramount. I know you didn't see any of the other ones.
Did not see it.
You got to watch it.
Don't have an interest.
Oh, here's what I'm going to tell you.
I watched one episode, remember?
Yeah.
I watched one episode. Just wasn't my cup of tea.
Well, that was the toughest one to get past. Yeah,
that one was bad.
I almost turned it off, too.
Well, that bullet to the head was just
a little
much.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Must have been because I didn't get through it.
It was, yeah. And then remember, what's his name said, I remind him of Beth, and all she did on that first episode was just have sex with everyone. And I was like, well, that's not a compliment.
No, it's not. I mean, accurate, but not a compliment.
Oh,
what? What did I say? I mean, it's dead on.
Wow.
Right in the middle of the target,
no,
man.
It's not.
Like an arrow.
Oh, my God.
But it's not proper to say something like that.
Well, no.
No.
No, that's no. That is.
No matter how accurate
HR!
It is. Yeah.
Anyway, so here's what I learned from this show. What's your name? BJ. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this. This Dutton guy, or Rip, whatever his name is. Rip Dutton. Is he a Dutton? No, she's a Dutton.
She's a Dutton.
So his name is Rip. When you see him in like everyday clothes or whatever, just walk around, you're like, whatever. Somehow he puts on that cowboy hat and you're like, damn.
Yeah. So same in my house. I got two cowboy hats. I can either do white or black. Both of them are just stellar. My drives are nuts.
Do you wear your flops with those?
Yeah. I don't have any boots.
I was just like, don't you have normal shoes? When you're walking through the parking lot and it's just a deluge.
It's raining out.
Oh my God, the parking lot's flooded and it's up to his ankles and he's got socks and flops on.
Soggy socks.
Yeah. Soggy socks is right.
Yeah. Cowboy hat does make a difference though. No, it does. I'm telling
you. Yeah, with your soggy slops.
No,
and flops.
I'm not just
she
saying
sees
me.
Past that.
But I think for guys in general, a cowboy hat does make a difference.
All right, here's what we should do. The next bar bingo, we should put Schmidilla in a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I wore mine for one bar bingo. Yeah. Remember? Mm-hmm. Because I was doing the whole Deion Sanders thing, remember?
Oh, that's right. You wanted to be
the glasses and all that.
Prime.
That's when he was hot.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't trying to. It was a joke, you guys. He wasn't, like, trying to.
I wasn't being Deion, but he wore a cowboy hat and sunglasses, so I wore that to a. And that's when he first came here, and it was
just
a big buzz, and, you know. And it worked.
It did.
I mean,
can you bring that cowboy hat in the next live, or not live at five, what's it called? Bar bingo. Will you throw it on his head?
Here's what I'll do. I'll bring it in Monday.
Okay.
And we'll take a picture of Spadil.
Yeah.
And we'll put that side by side with the cowboy hat and let the audience vote on it.
What do you think there, Spadil?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Have you ever worn a cowboy hat?
No.
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 Makes you lose your hair.
Then why would I want to wear one?
Hey, for ratings, in, man.
Yeah. For ratings. In. For the show.
For the show. You for do the everything show, for the show, man. Yeah. Give it all.
Yeah, you should give up your hair for the show.
Well, he did, and we got him some new stuff.
We'll get you some more.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll bring it in Monday. We'll put it to the test.
By the way, is that medical man cave still in business?
I have no idea.
We need some more plugs. I meant not plugs about their business. I meant in his head.
Oh.
You need some replacements.
You got to take a break.
Okay. All right. All right. There we go. Tablet track.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, about Benson Boone. We have tickets to give away. We'll give you a code word coming up at 8 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.